G'day. Thanks very much for talking to me, Kitty. I was interested in this film in particular because I remember seeing Hotel Coolgardie in Peter Gleason's film, which was a documentary about a very similar situation. Is your film taking pointers from that particular film by any chance?
I mean, it's inspired by, it says in the credits, Hotel Coolgardie. I saw it at a film festival years ago, and I just was immediately sort of struck by it and the kind of dynamics at play within it, and just this idea of looking at Australian drinking culture through the eyes of two young women who are from here, essentially, and who are trying to make sense of it. So that would kind of made it for a good like jumping off point for a screenplay, essentially.
Yeah, that's right. And I noticed that you are the co-writer. So tell me about that experience.
I decided to take it on, but I felt like I needed someone who had who could tap into that voice a little more. So I called a friend, Oscar Redding, who I knew from film school, and he had lived out. He lives in regional Australia, so he has and spends a lot of time in those pubs. So he was able to kind of lend more of an authentic voice to the place, and the two of us kind of threw it together very quickly. Actually, we were kind of sending it back and forth and fighting over the dialogue and things for only a few months, really, before we kind of got it into a shape that we liked, and yeah, went from there.
Now, I know that you've got a strong sort of overseas sort of connection in a sense. So you're really showing Australia from a particular point of view to the outside world. And you've got two characters who are overseas actors. How did tell me about bringing that pool of actors in to deal with this environment?
It's funny. I've worked with Julia Garner, who's the lead, before. We did a film called The Assistant together, and so and it's there's a lot of connection between the two films, even though they're very different tonally and pace. Everything's very different, but both movies are about her sort of her perception of the environment she's in and her perception of her own safety and trying to figure out kind of the threat essentially of the environment. So there was a connection there. So she was happy to kind of come with me on board the second one, and we were able to, and I threw her into the outback, and that for her was a really a fun time. So yeah, they had a great time on their little outback adventure for sure. Which was that was yeah, it wasn't difficult to convince them to come out, essentially.
Because the outback is just the most amazing place physically, right?
And it's all the stuff. It's fun for tourists, all the kangaroos and stars and wide expanse. So they like had a great. They really had a good time. So yeah, it wasn't that difficult to convince them. It was more, yeah, I don't know. It was actually kind of just that side of it and kind of putting that spin on it was interesting. But it doesn't feel like a uniquely Australian film in any way. Like it's sort of about drinking culture and anything in the movie that everything in the movie could happen in any pub, in any or any bar all over the world. Like it's not uniquely an Australian problem. It's more just about that time of night at in a pub or a bar where things get a little dodgy and you're a little unsure as to what will happen next and whether it will escalate and how you try and kind of calm things down or stand up for yourself or those kind of questions you have, I guess, in that kind of gray area.
Well, I must say that though the isolation does put an extra spin on it, I'll have to say.
True. Yeah, it ratchets up the tension, that's for sure. Yeah,
That's
exactly.
right. And so you become a person that has to deal with their own problems, but there's a lot of physical threat. So it's a male-female dynamic, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, but there's some women behind the bar sitting at the bar too. So it's not a strict divide in that way. But yeah, it's a very masculine space. There's a lot of energy, a lot of testosterone, a lot of things going on. And a lot of competition, I guess, between those guys, and a bit of a sort of pack mentality. There's a few things kind of making that space kind of break down gender-wise that way. But
It's not really entirely about that. I mean, I was noticing that some of the comments about the film have been focused on the threat that women feel directed towards them, as if society thinks it's their lot to deal with threat from other members of society, as if it's a norm, and people who don't feel that threat dismiss it.
yeah, the Sure. I mean, I think we were talking about my producer, Kath Shelper, and I were talking about how there's always a guy at the bar that makes you a little uncomfortable. And if you point it out, everyone will say, "Oh, he's all right. He's all right, mate. You know, don't worry about him." And you're like, but should I? Should I worry about him? And when should we worry? And when should we voice our concerns? And we were kind of looking at kind of that moment when you're, when like, how do you stand up for yourself in a situation like that when something is making you uncomfortable? And what we can say, and when we can speak up, basically.
Actually, it's funny. It reminds me of a short story that I read where the young woman is constantly being pestered by this person and she can't stand him. And everybody around him says, "Oh, he's a good guy, he's a good guy," until something happens that actually happens to them in relation to this person. And then they suddenly realize, actually, he's not a good guy.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot of that, and I think we excuse a lot of bad behavior. And the kind of idea is, if you let someone get away with X, well, next time they get away with Y. Like, what is this an entry point or a gateway to some to worse behavior, to sexual violence and things like that? So it's about kind of stopping that kind of behavior from ever happening, preventing it basically by speaking up a little earlier in that way.
I was very interested in the collection of actors you had. Of course, you've got Hugo Weaving, who does a great job, as always, I'll have to say. I was really fascinated by the great performances by people like Daniel Henshall and James Freshfield. Of course, Daniel Henshall is a superlative actor, and you've got him being this frightening character called Dolly. And of course, people will remember him as the killer in Snowtown. So it's actually quite
Yeah, scary
the undertone
guy.
is quite.
Yeah, exactly. You just have to see him. You're like, uh-oh, here we go. There's the Snowtown guy. So, but yeah, no, he's. I really wanted to work with him. Those scenes in Snowtown, and I can't even watch a lot of Snowtown. It gets too freaky for me. But there's the first few scenes where he shows up, and he's serving the kids breakfast, and he's saying, "You want scrambled eggs, mate? You want scrambled eggs?" And it was something so terrifying by the way he talks about the eggs that I was just like, "Oh my God, this guy can make anything terrifying." So I was excited to work with him for that reason. It was like, "Oh, okay, what can he bring to this, and how?" And he definitely ratchets up tension. That's someone that like adds this. Everything comes out of his mouth gets is scary. So yeah, he was a re yeah, it was really great to get him on board. I wrote it hoping he'd say yes, and.
Yeah, because, but also the set and everything is so beautifully put together. But him in particular, like he brushes, he's got this really, he's all scrubbed up and he's got a parted hair and all the rest of it. It's really well put together. And James Freshfield, he is a character that people will recognize. I mean, they're all wearing their tradie gear and they're all, when everything's falling apart, they come to the outside and say, "We just want a drink. That's
Yeah,
all.
that's
Everything's
it.
falling apart. Come on, love."
Yeah, where's my rum and coke? Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
It's
Yeah, no, James was great. I saw James in Animal Kingdom years ago, and he was wonderful in that. And so it was exciting to have him too. And yeah, we're sort of able to get some really great actors in on this just by kind of picking the people we liked from different movies and hoping they'd come together. And I think all the male characters are quite well-rounded. Like they're not all villains. Like they're kind of there's a lot of light and shade to them. So yeah, it was great to get these guys involved. And yeah.
And of course, Toby Wallace.
Yeah.
If we go back to Hotel Coolgardie, there's a character in that I presume is very similar to the role that Toby Wallace plays, where he tells her that he is actually a university-educated man, and that he
Yeah.
was a meteorologist, and she goes,
Yeah.
"What?"
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much that's a lie, how whether that's true or not, but I love that he's throwing it out there. And yeah, he's a cheeky one, and the character's very slippery, and it's hard to get a grasp of who he is and how honest he is. But he's so sweet, and he sings Kylie Minogue, and there's enough in it that you kind of that makes him very attractive in a way. So yeah, that was a lot of fun. Toby's a lot of fun too, to play around with that stuff.
So how long was the shoot?
5 weeks essentially. So 3 weeks in the interior, the studio. We built the pub interiors in a studio in Adelaide. And then the other 2 weeks were at the exteriors and the kind of the upstairs of the pub and stuff, which we found a real location for. So yeah. But that was sort of further out, like a few hours north of Adelaide, really, in this little town of 29 people. We found this abandoned pub and took it over.
It had I'll have to say that awful word, it was very authentic, because handmade places like that aren't laid out in a normal way, are they?
Right. I mean, I don't know. We had a great team of people. I always say it was the first location we found, but I had a great team of people scouting, finding locations, and figuring out what we needed. I wanted a two-story grand pub, like a place that is called the Royal Hotel, that once was a really upstanding institution that's since fallen into a bit of, financial ruin and is struggling to kind of survive. And so yeah, we really found we had a good team of people kind of putting that together, so you could sense sort of the decay of the place and all that, and the history and all that.
How does this film fit into your overall film making career? Because you've got an interesting filmmaking career, really.
I just sort of I'm often attracted to some subject, and then I figure out how I want to tell that story. And I don't know, each one's a little different. I kind of play around with form a lot. I've made some documentaries, I've made some hybrid documentaries of narrative elements, I've made a fiction film. And but I don't know, this one feels a little different. My mother saw it last night at the film festival, and she was a bit like, "What? This doesn't feel like your film." So she was a bit surprised by it having a different tone, I guess, to what I normally do. So yeah, I don't know. I just sort of figure out the best way to tell a story, I think. That's sort of where I start. And with this one, it felt like some horror elements and some fun and some wild kind of big sequences were needed. And so yeah, we somehow pulled that off, I think.
So, what was the reaction at the screening?
Oh, it's gone really well. The weird thing about it was we premiered first in America. So, and I think the Americans were very afraid. They couldn't really see the humor in it as much. They were very, it really was a horror movie to the Americans, which is interesting. And they, and the Australians, and then we went to London, and the Brits seemed to get it a little more, and the Australians really get it, which is great. It sort of found its way home, and now it's sort of being received the way we had hoped it would be, with all the kind of all the jokes. There's a lot of little jokes and bits and pieces that I think the international audiences won't get. So it was nice. It's nice to be here, and people, yeah, people seemed to really respond to it really beautiful. We had a good screening. We've done two now. We opened South by Southwest Sydney, and then we opened the Adelaide Film Festival. So we have these big parties, and people chat and seem excited, and it's been really fun. So, yeah.